Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kor.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. Life and taxes. Goodness, it doesn't get any better than unveiling the secrets to both of these topics. Join Dion Joseph Thomas, founder of Tax Roof and author of Secrets to a Tax-Free Life, and now Kelly Alexander, co-founder of The Sanctuary at Sedona, to discuss Radical Transformation, a shamanic four-step program to find passion, sacred purpose, and the meaning in your life. So if you're one of those people waking up feeling a sense of disconnection and emptiness, perhaps your external life looks perfect, the right job, spouse, house, etc., but you feel a longing for something more, then Kelly is your girl. I'm your host, Michelle Kor. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. If you are a first-time listener, I just want to let you know that Michelle Kor 6 Degrees only highlights guests, products, services, or people and events that we truly love that came to us from someone else we trust or respect or are personally working with. So Kelly comes to us today from my very dear friend, Karen, from Sedona Spiritual Journeys. Kelly is also the keynote speaker to the Heart Wisdom event coming up March 2nd through the 4th. So with one of our favorite all-time guests, Dr. Joe Dispenza. And we're going to be giving away tickets, so don't touch that dial. Welcome, Kelly. Thank you so much for joining us and joining us last minute at that.
Oh, Michelle, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you today.
Well, I know she's out there.
Oh, can you hear me, Michelle? Hello?
I'm not hearing Kelly.
Oh, hello?
So no worries. Live radio, always a little glitch now and then. I'll tell you about the upcoming conference in Sedona where you can find me. Is Kelly with us?
Michelle, can you hear me? I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep talking. So once or twice a year, it used to be the Gift and Shift, and now it's the Heart Wisdom Conference. Karen brings an incredible array of people, I like to say, from mainstream to metaphysical, because when we talk about people like Dr. Joe Dispenza, he, of course, is extremely science-based. He's a neuroscientist. He's a chiropractor. He's an author. And when he describes things, feelings, emotions, creating the life that you want, he does it in a way, you know, that's very, again, mainstream, that no matter what your belief system, you can look at and understand, because he's talking about quantum physics and science. Also, there's an array of wonderful people that come from a different space, perhaps heart space, mental, emotional, physical. So it's always a really wonderful blend for everyone, male, female, regardless of your age, religion, anything. So there's always something for everyone, and you can't walk away from the Heart Wisdom Conference without experiencing some kind of change. So, Kelly, are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, perfect.
Oh, wonderful. I could hear you before, but I know that you couldn't hear me, so I just called back, so that's great.
No worries at all. Being in radio and doing live radio has helped me be so not so Virgo and anal retentive. So tell us about the Sanctuary at Sedona. I mean, it makes me just want to go just by the name alone.
Oh, well, thank you for that. you know, the sanctuaries are really an amazing place. We're a little bit outside of Sedona, Arizona, and we're a place that people come to do some profound change in their life, radical transformation. And we are a program that really works on the mind, the body, the soul, and the spirit, because we believe that if we have sort of imbalance or we're working on one part of ourselves, the other parts of ourselves naturally have to be affected as well. So we have found, my partner Dean and I have found, that the best way to truly heal, to truly to transform, to truly evolve and step into that amazing place of empowerment and beauty and love and joy is to really heal on all of those four different levels.
That's awesome. Now, I haven't had the opportunity to get to know you as well, Kelly, but I do know Dean. And one of the things I love the most about what you're doing is there's a lot of people, places, you know, formulas, programs that say we can help you with change. And, you know, you can go to an incredible psychologist or psychiatrist or counselor or psychic or whatever. And you know, they can look at where you're at. But if they haven't personally walked in your shoes, what do they really know about what you're experiencing? So knowing something from logic versus self-experience, and we talk a lot about branding on my show and what makes you different, meaningful, and honest. And you don't have to share any of Dean's story, but I know he's someone that has been through incredible transformation. So when people are coming to you, he can say, you know, I've been there before. I've done this or I've done that. And I think that really helps with connecting to someone because, again, if you haven't walked in my shoes, you could be the greatest family and marriage counselor, but if you've never been married, how can you really coach me through my divorce or what I'm feeling on every level?
Oh, absolutely. You just said that beautifully. You know, I think we all feel that right now, that we're kind of done with just the talk, you know, and there's a lot of powerful information out there, and thank goodness we've got people out there speaking about it, and the word is out. But if we can't bring it down, if it's not actually manifesting in our life, if our lives are not truly changing and transforming, you know, sort of what's the point? It's then just sort of interesting dinner conversation, but it's not very meaningful. And I think you're absolutely right. Dean had an amazing journey, and he was able to transform his life. And everybody here, everyone that works at the sanctuary, including myself, we are literally sharing with people what has worked for us, and it's organic because we're always growing. And I'm a huge fan of Dr. Joe Dispenza, and his work has profoundly shifted my own life and influenced a lot of what we do here at the sanctuary as well. So it's an organic process. As we continue to grow, we then incorporate that into our radical transformation program so that it grows as well.
In addition to helping people, and I want to talk about the four-step shamanic process that you do, because I love when we give information, people can apply it, you know, instantly and go, oh, this is what I need to do. So it doesn't seem like so overwhelming, because as you know from Dr. Joe and other things, yes, change can be a process, but it can also be a quantum shift. Mm. It doesn't have to take 21 days to make change. If you stick your finger on a stove, you don't have to do that 21 times to figure out not good. And I know in addition to you helping people, you know, find their passion and their purpose, and we all feel better and connected to ourselves or other people or the planet or God or the universe when we are on path and purpose. But I know one of the areas that you really specialize in is addiction, whether that's sex addiction, drugs, alcohol. And what I love about the way Dr. Joe describes addiction, or Austin Vickers and, you know, the people versus the state of illusion, is that if that is something you're experiencing, there's no shame. If you're experiencing an addiction of some type, it's because you really are craving to be present. Alcohol allows us to be present. We're not thinking about the past, and we're probably not thinking about the future. We're in the moment. So highlighting the positive things about those behaviors to try and help people have that every day, find a supplement to give them that passion, that purpose in their life so they don't need the external forces taking them there. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. you know, and I think the difference too with our program is we truly believe that it's possible to be recovered. You know, we don't believe in the old adage that, you know, once an addict, always an addict. I mean, that's sort of identifying with something. And of course, once we identify with something, we then can become it. You know, it's sort of the whole law of attraction.
Yeah, you reinforce it, like absolutely. The whole 12-step
program.
Limiting.
It's very limiting. And, you know, we're not against anything. So that I know the 12-step program has worked for many people, and we're supportive of that. But for people that want more than that, we're definitely, that's sort of the paradigm that we're in and the paradigm that's being created right now that Dr. Joe talks about and Greg Braden and so many amazing teachers out there right now. So when people come here, you know, just what you said, I mean, we want to find out, you know, why people were acting out in certain ways. I mean, they're wonderful coping skills. People don't wake up and choose to be an addict, you know, or choose to be addicted to disempowering thoughts or that, you know, bad job or the bad relationships. We're doing the best we can. And when we stop and really go into that deep heart place, you know, we like to call it our soul song, you know, and we find that part of us that's just calling out to be heard. When we stop and start tapping in and discovering our authentic selves, that's when all of these other things just fall away. You know, it's not necessary to work on them, to manage them. You know, we're not into symptom management. We're really about tapping into that deeper calling that we have. And we all have it. And I think we all know what it feels like on some level when we're not honoring it. We feel stalked by it. Some of us end up, you know, with the addiction as a way to cope with that stalking, that gnawing. Other people may just stay in, you know, numbing jobs or relationships that don't work. But when we don't honor that place, it does come to find us. And thank goodness we're waking up now to that. And there's so many different programs and places and books and these kinds of radio programs that you're providing for people to have some resources so that when that call comes, they now know where to go and get some guidance.
That's wonderful. And there is no place to stop like the sanctuary at Sedona, because it's not possible not to stop there. I know usually for me, I get zero cell service. So that really helps stop so I can focus and be present. Kelly, we're going to take a very quick break and we're going to be back. And again, while the 12-step program has done miracles, why not do the 4-step shamanic program, which is much quicker and will provide a quantum leap in your life? If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Don't touch that dial. We're going to give away 2 tickets when we get back to the Heart Wisdom event in Sedona, March 2nd through the 4th.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Are you a homeowner who's trying to save on energy bills and go green at the same time? Tune into Energy Saving in the Home, brought to you by 521 Compressor Saver and Home Energy Consultants, with hosts Gary Parr and Dennis Seltzer. They have saved homeowners just like you as much as 65% on energy bills through energy efficiency practices. You'll learn about conservation, products, and services to reduce energy consumption and save you money. Be sure to listen to Energy Saving in the Home, live every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Hi, this is Bob Lang. Join me for Car Kicks, Saturdays at 7 on the Voice America Variety Channel. My mom said my first words in this world were car, car. That should have been a hint, because in my life, I've raced sports cars, I built a classic restoration shop, and was a Precision Hero car driver in TV ads. From classic caddies to MGs and old Ford trucks to race cars and hot rods, you could say I got a thing for cars. In fact, that's where I get my kicks. What? You too? Then join me, Bob Lang, for Car Kicks, Saturdays at 7 on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Woke up in London yesterday, found myself in the city near Piccadilly, don't really know how I got killed. I got some pictures on my phone, new names and numbers that I don't know, address to places like I've been wrong. Tonight, not tense to whatever we want. We're young enough to say, oh, this has gotta be a good life. This has gotta be a good life. This has gotta be a good life, good life. I say, oh, this feeling that you
Well, if anyone can help you have a good life, it's Kelly Alexander, co-director of the Sanctuary at Sedona. And, you know, if you did wake up in London in Piccadilly Square, there's no reason that you can't come to the Sedona conference with us for Heart Wisdom. Kelly is a keynote speaker there, along with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Cynthia Jones. You know, 2 years ago when I gave away tickets on my show, and this is what I love about being global, my winner was actually a friend from Facebook that saw me post on Dr. Joe Dispenza's wall, who manifested her trip. She won the tickets like on a Saturday and had to be here Thursday, had no idea how she was going to make it happen. And now if we fast forward 2 years, she's actually one of, I would say, Dr. Joe's disciples or practitioners. But again, you can make it happen. So if you want to win these tickets, give us a call, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. So Kelly, tell us about the shamanic four-step program. And of course, what is shamanism to someone who might not know?
No, and shamanism, the way that we're using shamanism, it's a lot of people associate the word sort of with the indigenous cultures and the tradition, the beautiful tradition that it comes out of. When we speak of it, it's sort of in a new paradigm way. We're sort of talking about the inner shaman, and that we're wanting to be shamanic in the sense that we want to be holistic and in the sense that we want to be our own inner healer. So we've created a program where, of course, we can guide and help, and we have some amazing healing practitioners on our team. But the real goal is for each of us to tap into that own inner wisdom that we have, so that we won't have to always be, you know, doctor hopping or healer hopping or therapist hopping, that ultimately, you know, we can be doing our own personal work and our own transformational work without needing that external resource.
I love that that's the place you start from, because I believe in that. And I always tell friends, you know, my show is finance to romance, mainstream to metaphysical, going with whatever you're doing isn't working for you, maybe you want to be open to the other side. So if you're too mainstream, you might want to consider a little metaphysical in both sides. But the real healers, whether they're helping you with transforming your weight or your worthiness or your consciousness, tell you, you know, whether they're an intuitive or a counselor, tell you it's in you. I'm just the facilitator. We're just going to help you see what you're not seeing, because we're not in the middle of the picture. We're on the outside of the frame, so we can see everything that you can't see, you know, whether this is personal or business. And then your ability to help them see it, realize it, and facilitate it, they're the ones making the change. They have the answers within them. You're just reconnecting them to that path, that purpose that they forgot.
No, that's beautifully said. That's exactly right. And I think that any other approach is just keeps you in the cycle of disease and imbalance. It's just necessary. It's important. And we're also, I have to say that we are big proponents of both, you know, sort of the old paradigm and the new paradigm. We want to be a bridge. You know, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's a lot in so-called mainstream that works, you know, that's a good, you know, and we're not at all against, you know, going and seeing doctors. And we've got some amazing naturopaths and doctors on our team, and a psychiatrist and a beautiful psychologist. And we also are bridging sort of these indigenous wisdom traditions and healing practices, Eastern practices. We work with acupuncture, and we work with the subtle energy body, and we work with, you know, the ceremonies and connecting in with those soul pieces, as well as really a big focus on the body. You know, a lot of times in the new consciousness, new age, new thought movement, the body gets forgotten, you know, and it's important, you know, what we put into our body. You know, we're basically a biochemical and electromagnetic machine in our body, and so how we manage those energies are very vital. So we're looking at each of these pieces, which on our website, by the way, www.sanctuary.net, it goes into this in much more detail, so people can get a greater sense of what radical transformation is and what we mean when we say body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And what is your process? I mean, for someone who's thinking, yes, this might be for me, of course they go to the website, but is there like a consultation of some kind? I mean, how do you evaluate who they are and what they need and, you know, whether the sanctuary is a fit for them? Because I know, you know, while of course you'd like to attract new business and clients and you love helping people, you also want to make it sure it's a right fit for them.
We sure do. And, the greatest starting place is checking out the website, because I think if you resonate with our website, which most people do when they read it, if they're listening to your show, they'll be interested in what we're doing, because it's cutting edge. And you go on and you'll see what we're doing and you give us a call. And Dean and I live at the sanctuary. This is our sacred purpose and passion. So when you call, you're going to be talking to one of us. And we will be able to listen and kind of hone in on what's going on. And we design a specific program just for you. We're very small. We only have 5 rooms, private baths. And so every program is individually tailored. We do have a radical transformation program that we've developed, which is, which is standard, but everything is customized, because not everybody needs the same type of body work. Not everybody needs, you know, to see a psychiatrist. Some people need to do, a little more energy pieces. So everybody's needs are different, and we meet you exactly where you are to take you where you want to go.
I love that. And I, you know, yes, I'm so glad that you brought that up, that being at the sanctuary is, if you've ever been to the one here in Scottsdale, obviously different, but it feels like you're at a little mini private resort. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, everything is included. I mean, incredible. You have your own gardens and mm-hmm. your own food, and it's so beautiful and so serene. And, you know, no matter where you're coming from, when you see the star, I mean, where you're at is relatively secluded. I mean, it's easy and easily accessible, but I mean, it's very private and very serene and very close to nature and God and whatever. And oh my gosh, to see the stars and the moon and, you know, things that we take for granted and forget to look up here, you can't miss when you're out there. So it really does ground you.
You do. You feel like we're nestled, we're on 22 acres nestled around high desert in the National Forest, and it is magical here. And I would say that's sort of the biggest, most spectacular thing that happens here is, although we work a lot, you know, with this sort of body, mind, kind of more material, literal world, there's something very magical that happens out here. And our guests tend to find that they're moving into realms in their own being that are pretty special. So as they're working on what they think they're coming for, maybe the relationship or the addiction or the depression or the anxiety, what they really tap into is just this sort of very soulful place that has a lot of juice and a lot of magic and a lot of peace and a lot of joy.
And, you know, who is your client again? Where are they in their life where they go, that's me? Again, like, they either appear to have it all, but there's something that's like a void, or perhaps they have an addiction. But what are they thinking to themselves right now when they think, I'm ready for change?
You know, we get, I have to say, the guests that we get are amazing, and they blow my mind. They come and they're open, and most of the guests come in a place where whatever they're doing is not working and they're at a crisis point. And that has looked like so many things. It has looked like, you know, marriages, long-term marriages that have ended and, you know, sort of everything falling apart, to depression, to having it all and it feeling just so empty. Because in some ways, I think when people hit the ceiling, we hear about people hitting bottom a lot, but I think when people hit the ceiling, there can be a great moment of despair, because there's no more back doors. There's no more, if only I had this, then I would be happy or then I would be fulfilled, because you've gotten all those things. You've got the job, you've got the money, you've got the kids in great colleges, and still there's that gnawing void. And so I would say that we get a large percentage of our guests are coming to us like that. And of course, the addictions quit working, whatever they are. And I have to say, a lot of the people that are coming addicted are not just coming addicted to, you know, illegal drugs. They're coming addicted to prescription drugs.
Oh,
and
sure,
they're finding
right.
those aren't working. And right. they're very difficult to get off of. So I think people are typically finding that they're wanting more, and it's not more externally anymore, it's the internal more, and they're wanting to know how to get there, how to tap into that, how can they go into those deeper places and truly have that sense of purpose and fulfillment and sort of, I guess, gratitude for being alive.
And will you be speaking on this topic specifically, Kelly, at the Heart Wisdom event?
You know, I will be speaking exactly on this. The title of my talk is Wake Up, We're the Ones We've Been Waiting For, and How Do We Bring It Down? I mean, how do we become those people that we really want to be, so that we're not always waiting for something outside of ourselves to help us or save us? How do we become that? And it's going to be a very practical talk. I'm going to be giving some practical step-by-step daily practices that we can do that are very profound and they work.
I love that you do that because, again, I like my audience to feel that no matter where they are, no matter where they're listening or downloading from, you know, the podcast or the Voice America archive around the world, that they can do this on their own. Hopefully they'll be able to join us at the conference. So, and you know what? I was looking the other way, but we did have Michael win tickets. So, yes, we're giving Michael 2 tickets because there's no fun going by yourself. And we hope that everyone else will join us also, March 2nd through the 4th in Sedona. You can visit StellarProductionsLive.com. That's StellarProductionsLive.com for more information, or you can email me direct, Michelle@MichelleCore.com. And don't forget to check out the Sanctuary, Sanctuary.net. That's Sanctuary.net. And you can also reach Kelly at 928-639-1300. That's 928-639-1300. Kelly, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you and hearing you speak next weekend. Can't come soon enough. And I appreciate that all you're doing for, well, the world and my listeners.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. It's been wonderful.
You're welcome.
Take care.
We'll be back on the other side. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Michelle Core, 6 Degrees.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High definition, premier quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Hey, this is Cece Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Core, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Time to be free.
Well, one of the best ways to be rich is to start saving money on your taxes. I know it seems too good to be true, but it's not. We're going to be visiting with Dion Joseph Thomas, founder of TaxRoof and author of Secrets to a Tax-Free Life. She is en route, but we're going to be able to visit with her on the phone. Most business owners don't know that there are write-off strategies that save you time and money legally. So Dion is famous for dedicating her time and her life to saving clients thousands of dollars in tax liability. I'm your host, Michelle Corr. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And if you are a first-time listener, I want to welcome you to the show. Again, all my guests are someone that I'm either personally working with as a media strategist, I'm utilizing their goods, products, or services, or they've come to me through a trusted friend or advisor. So Dion joins us today from my good friend, who hopefully is listening on his Voice America app on his smartphone, Kenneth Van Hoff. So I want to thank Kenneth for that. And Dion, so nice to have you with us. We hope to see you here in studio very soon. But tell me a little bit about, I mean, you're in one of the most, you know, if you ask people what they fear, it's usually death and taxes. I mean, we all know that saying. So how did you get involved and create TaxRoof?
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. Thank you, everyone. I got involved in taxes because I originally started a business with my husband, and I didn't go to a tax professional. And when I started my business a couple of years back, we got audited. And it was a simple error, just basically doing the taxes on your own at home and thinking you can fill out the form yourself. And from that whole experience, I realized that there are so much different things that business owners don't know. You are expert at your skill, but there are certain areas you need to have a professional to do your returns. Some areas you just have to have a professional help you. And from that experience, I went to learn everything about taxes. My husband and I, we became enrolled agents. We studied, passed the examination, got our certification, and I became a certified tax coach from that. I went and learned everything how to take tax planning and incorporated to save taxes, and that's how I found my company, TaxRoof LLC, in order to offer other business owners the opportunity to know in advance what I know now to help them save money and allow them to prevent having to experience such a ordeal of going to the IRS.
I love that story, Dion, because I was saying right before the break during the last segment is that when I'm working with someone, wow, that background noise is killing me. When I'm working with someone, again, if they haven't been through what I'm going through, and I think probably one of the most gut-wrenching things, you know, emotionally, financially, physically, mentally, someone could go through would be like a tax audit. I mean,
exactly.
Even if, again, you believe you've done everything with the utmost amount of care and by the book and by the rules, I mean, there's so much we don't know, and we don't know what we don't know, and I believe, like you do, that, you know, whoever we are, whatever we're doing, we should be focused on and in our business. Surround yourself with a team of professionals that know their industry, that can protect you and make this seamless for you. So often you think you're saving time and money by doing your own taxes or downloading some free program, but really you could be putting yourself in a really bad situation and cause problems down the road. And the work that you do is proactive. I mean, you try and help people in advance because we all tend to procrastinate, especially when it has to do with our taxes.
Exactly. You want to put it off because you're not an expert at it. You're afraid. You know, you don't know that information very well. It's not your skill. And you try to put off stuff that you don't want to do till as late as possible. And at that time, there's no option.
Exactly. I mean, similar to buying a house, how many times are you going to buy a house in your life? Not a lot. I mean, probably a handful. So again, work with the best professionals you can. Find a quality realtor or mortgage person. And no different from your taxes, because taxes is one of those things where you're considered guilty until proven innocent. Unlike our legal system, if you mess up your taxes, I mean, they can destroy your life.
Correct. And you spend so much money that you earn doing your business, your hard-earned money, and you lose it for simple things that you could have avoided. And that's the benefit of proactive tax planning. We put strategies, we look at the legal deductions, the credits, the loopholes that are available, especially to business owners. There are so many opportunities out there. And we take those opportunities, we streamline it with your goals and your objectives, and we create a proactive tax plan, basically a GPS to save you money.
So I love your strategies, which is, of course, one of my favorite words, because, again, I think we also want to work with people who really care about us and understand where we're going, what our personal goals are, what our, you know, professional goals are. And so if you can help us, you know, not only potentially save time and money, but just do things right, because when we do our taxes right the first time, we're not going to have to revisit them in the future or 2 or 3 years from now when we thought we did everything correct and now we're getting audited and having to move backwards, because that can just be emotionally exhausting. And I know if you're like me, when I'm done with a year, I just want to close that year out and move forward into the future. So what are some of the biggest, you know, areas in which you see, you know, that business owners could be saving money, a surprising write-off that they're really not aware of?
Well, some of the write-offs, a lot of people may think about your meals, your cell phone bills, your medical, etc. But there are some write-offs that you mightn't even be aware of. You can write off your banking fees, advertising, office equipment, home mortgage deduction you can take. And inside of our recent book, Secrets of a Tax-Free Life, there are so many deductions that we have listed. Some of them that you might even think is possible. And the advantage for a business owner is that all of your expenses, once you require it for your business, with the correct planning, can become a legal deduction.
And we see more and more home-based businesses, whether they're MLMs or just the ability to do direct sales, where, you know, even single moms are able to work from home. And, you know, when you're moving your office into your home, there's a whole new level of write-offs available to you legally.
Exactly. And a lot of people are afraid of taking home office deductions. They think it's a gray area, you know, but that's what the IRS have available for business owners as well as some independent contractors. You spend a lot of time working on your business at home, planning, strategizing, billing clients. And when you work at home, you can take some of the expenses off your utilities. You can take that deduction, and you can reduce a lot of the expenses that you would have to accrue for your business, your internet.
Yes, part of your mortgage, even the miles you put on your car. So there's a tremendous amount of benefit by working out of your home. Plus, you know, you're helping, you're a little bit greener. You're helping the economy by not, you know, traveling, you know, to work and back.
Exactly. You're actually working on a business and not worrying about in the background what am I doing to ensure that I'm in compliance with the IRS. You have a professional in the background who is making sure that all of your off-the-shelf software is deducted, your machinery invested in is deducted, your office supplies is deducted, even those vehicles that you're using to transport your products up and down becomes a deduction. And a lot of people miss these deductions because they don't practically plan. At the end of the year, you can only look backwards.
I can tell once you get in this mindset awareness of how Dion can help you save time and money, you will be super amazing anal about saving every single receipt and looking at it again. We're going to take a very quick break, and we're going to be back with more of Dion Thomas, 623-374-6455. If you'd like to reach her directly, that's 623-374-6455. And you can also visit taxroof.com. That's taxroof.com. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Are you living up to your full potential? If you're like most people, the answer is probably no. So, what are you waiting for? Tune in every Monday for The Potentialist, empowering people to reach their greatest potential. Your host is motivational speaker and author Dion Jordan. Each week, you'll learn what it takes to eliminate the gap that exists between where you are and where you want to be, with proven, easy-to-follow success strategies delivered to you in a fun and motivational way. The Potentialist airs Mondays at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern, on Voice America Variety. What does a visual workplace mean to you? How does it contribute to operational excellence? And what steps do you take to put it powerfully in place?
Listen to The Visual Workplace, Work That Makes Sense, to find out. Each week, Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth, visual workplace expert and award-winning author, shares tools and strategies to help you make the workplace to speak at a glance without saying a word. Learn to work safer, faster, better, and at far less cost, no matter what business you're in. Tune in to The Visual Workplace every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
All right, well, it's not exactly a dead man's party. However, everyone always thinks of death and taxes, and we are having a party next week, oh my gosh, on Leap Day. So Wednesday, February 29th from 2 to 5 p.m., the Secrets of a Tax-Free Life book signing and networking event with my good friend Christina Wagner and Kenneth Van Hoff will be there. I will be there. It's not my good friends Zoran from Tommy V's. Easily located no matter where you are in the valley, right on Indian School, right off of Scottsdale Road. So you can look that up, but you can access it flawlessly from the 101. And again, that's Wednesday, February 29th from 2 to 5 p.m. Dion will be speaking. She'll be doing a book signing, and you'll be able to get your copy of Secrets of a Tax-Free Life, Surprising Write-Off Strategies for Most Business Owners, because they miss certain things that save them time and money. And again, taxes is not something you want to mess around with. It is the one area in our life, unlike the justice system, where you are guilty until proven innocent. So if you mess up, it could have been 5 years ago, they will find you. So if you do it right the first time with a tax strategist like Dion Thomas, founder of Tax Roof, who's a speaker, an author, and a consultant, again, you have to do it right the first time. There's no second chances with this stuff, and it will save you all kinds of time and agony in the future. So, Dion, we were talking a little bit before the break about, you know, big things we miss, and there's so many opportunities right now. I mean, I work with Envato Daily Referral, and they just launched a new product, again, to help people create a secondary stream of income that you can do from your home in your off time. And when we're working from home, if you have that luxury, there's also big companies and corporations that are, you know, having opportunities for their clients to work at home a day or two a week, you know, which is saving them time or money. And now your home becomes a write-off. So there's a lot of things we miss. And again, this is your money. Keep it legally. Dion can show you how.
Definitely can. And a lot of our CDC certified tax coaches, they are also able to show you how to save money. And that's the purpose of writing Secrets of a Tax-Free Life. And I'd like to say congratulations to all my fellow certified tax coaches. The book is number 4 on the bestseller list of Amazon.com.
Awesome. Congratulations. Now, how did you guys come together to write this book? And do you all focus on different aspects of tax, different areas of passion where you love working with, you know, entrepreneurs or...
That's correct. We all belong to the American Institute of Certified Tax Coaches, and all of the strategies that we are implementing in our life with our clients, we have individuals who sometimes will love to know those strategies, will love to take advantage of those strategies, and they may be able to actually afford at the point of time to go to a tax strategist or a CDC member. And we put all those strategies together into a wonderful book, which became a bestseller, so that other people can know some of the areas that they can implement and use to save money.
I love that because, again, on my show, you know, I like to help people no matter where they are in the country, no matter where they are in the world. And, again, we might believe, oh, we can't afford a tax strategist. But, again, it's not an area you can afford not to do right. And typically, just like working with me as a media strategist, working with you, ultimately you pay for yourself, because there's areas that, again, we're not aware of. We're not wrapped in the tax world of what are some of the new incentives for the year. You know, if I have a certain car or a certain, you know, business plan or whatever it might be, a certain way that I run my business, I can save time and money. So typically the time you're spending with someone is a wash. I mean, it pays for itself. But again, if you don't believe you can afford a tax strategist, having a book that lays it out for you that says, if you're going to do it right. And that's an extremely small commitment, which is a write-off.
Exactly.
If I buy your book, it's $25. It's a write-off.
Exactly.
Now, if you're in Arizona, we hope, again, that you're going to join us Wednesday, February 29th, leap year, a very magical day. So what a great day to get off on the right start. We're going to be at Tommy V's in South Scottsdale. There's two locations. So we will be at the South Scottsdale location, Indian School in Scottsdale Road, from 2 to 5. Dion will be giving a little talk and overview and also signing the book, and you'll be able to ask her questions directly.
Just coming to the event is a write-off. First of all, your miles that you're going to drive to Tommy V is a write-off.
Yeah, and the event is free.
Exactly.
It's a free event.
It's a free event. Just even purchasing the book is a write-off. And networking. All of the business cards that you're going to be bringing to the event to make that great connection is going to be a write-off. So there are so many opportunities as for business owners themselves to benefit. And when you read a book and you realize, oh my gosh, these opportunities I wasn't even using, and I can do X, Y, and Z. I can write off my expenses for my children. I can write off their school expenses by implementing strategies of hiring your kids to work in the business. So instead of giving them an allowance, you say, hey, this is a job that you can do, and I'm going to pay you for this, and you can use that money in your account to pay for all these different things you need to do for school. And that builds character for children. It allows them to feel valuable. They are contributed. They understand the benefits and how important and how hard earning money is.
And we were talking about that earlier on the show, too, when we all feel on path and on purpose. And if you can help children feel that very young, regardless on what's going on in their home life, when they feel connected to something, because usually when we feel productive, we feel good. Usually being productive means we're making money or some kind of change, or we're getting some kind of return, whatever's important to us. And again, that can change somebody's lives. And, you know, like you were saying, what's interesting is, as kids, parents don't tend to talk to us about money. I mean, one of the huge factors in our lives that spills over into your personal life, your professional life, often your emotional life, your physical life. We all know when we don't have money, we're stressed and how that takes a toll on our body. But some of the most crucial things, even if our parents have an incredibly successful relationship, they don't sit down and tell us, this is how you have a good relationship. This is how you're a husband. This is how you're a wife. This is how you're
exactly.
A family. This is how we talk about money and how we're going to handle those accounts together. So being able to teach kids about this and the management of money young can have a lifetime effect on what they do. Another thing I like about the way you run your business is, again, it's very similar to mine. While everyone needs tax consulting, we all have to file, we're all going to die, and we all have to do taxes. We all know this. But you really take the time to get to know somebody and make sure that you're a perfect fit for who they are and what they're creating. I know you love working with small business owners as well, but it's really making a sure fit plan for them, because there's no real formula. People say, Michelle, how much is it to do your media strategy? Like, I don't know until I understand who you are and what
exactly.
You're trying to accomplish, and then help you align the perfect strategy for you. So number one, it's very personal, but you're also involved in like the Keller Graduate School of Management. You're FaceTime networking. You're involved in many organizations and networking business professional groups around the Valley. And so you're kind of going that extra mile and connecting your clients to things, people, opportunities that they might not know, which is, again, very different than the experience I've currently had with, you know, my tax person. I drop stuff in his box. I never see him, and he mails it to me, and we're done. And, you know, that's nice, but I would like to have a two-way street of saying, I'm working with you, and you're working with me, and you know how to promote me, because the best thing we could ever have is people on the street, word of mouth, somebody having an incredible experience or saying, Dion saved me time, stress, and money. And, again, you might not always save somebody money, but just the stress of peace of mind of knowing we did it right the first time, because you don't want to revisit your taxes years from now if you've done it wrong? Because there's a window where they can audit you. Is it like 5 years or
exactly
7
years.
Or mm-hmm. 3?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to put 2009, 10, 11 behind me, mm-hmm. so I don't want to revisit them, mm-hmm. especially under a microscope from the IRS.
Exactly. And one of the good things about it is that tax planning guarantees savings. These are time-tested strategies. First of all, you might go to your tax accountant and you may say, here are my receipts. These are the different things I've done throughout the year. What they're going to do, they're going to work hard to make sure that they file those documents correctly. But you need to plan throughout the year. Things happen, life changes. And as life changes, we alter your tax plan because no one knows what the future is going to bring.
Right.
So you have to be able to be proactive and have a plan that's designed for you, for your business, for your investments, for your strategies, for your real estate. You have to know exactly what is the part that I would need in order to achieve my goals. And that's what we do at Tax Roof. We sit down, we analyze, showing basically look at the tax code and analyze it to ensure that you are taking the most amount of deductions and credits that's available for you in your category.
Usually our only tax plan is must have these complete by April 15th.
That's correct.
That's our plan. We all have that same plan. It's amazing.
Yes, but you can take an extension as well.
Sure.
And sometimes that might be better for you because some people come now to me and they say, I need to do a tax plan. I want to look at home. Certain things in my life that
so it's not
alter.
Too late.
It's not too late to get a tax plan done, but you extend your taxes so you will file it later on.
And this economy, I mean, we all appreciate saving time and money. And so if you can find something that perhaps we've missed, or again, there's a time and a place to do something online for free. But if you can have somebody that's taking the time to get to know you, understand your business, look at all your receipts, and perhaps something, you know, one of the questions I have, Dion, is that, you know, I'm a, like you, soon to be as an author and a speaker. You know, I have to, as a public figure, you know, I'm having to be prepared for certain things where I need to get my hair done or I need an outfit because I'm speaking. I mean, are these things I can write off? I mean, my dry cleaning, my alterations. I mean, if I'm public, these are expenses. I have to look a certain way. I have to present a certain way. It is a part of my business. And I've always wondered that. I keep my dry cleaning and alteration receipts, and now I've been shopping. So I was like, hey, oh my goodness, we're out of time. I don't know where the time went. Hey, I want to let you know, meet us Wednesday, February 29th from 2 to 5 p.m. Follow us on Facebook. We'll make sure we get this information out. And if you want to visit Dion, taxroof.com. We're out of here. We will see you in 7.
Bye, everyone.
We spent apart, but now we're so close, I can't always